While some council members said their initial reaction was to scrap the project, they all agreed to give city managers and project officials 3 weeks to look into options. The council will meet August 28th in special session to learn what those options might be. Council member Deanne Carlson says the city shouldn't make a quick decision to abandon the project.
I think that we really owe it to the community to really take the time to look into it and get some more answers. There's been a lot of time, effort, and money invested in this project to date, and I just think it really behooves us to take some time to really understand the options, investigate whatever options might be available, because these are really serious decisions that have to be made.
Council member Matt Olson questions the validity of the engineer's estimate from Hatch Associates.
Yeah, I was telling Marty earlier, I kind of feel like the general manager who signed the star pitcher and he just blew out his elbow, both knees, and got an Achilles tendon injury. And this is terrible. And I look at this and I have some issues with what Hatch is doing. I have some real questions about how we can proceed with this group doing it. And I know we're way down the line, but I have a serious question about that.
Hatch engineers blame much of the cost discrepancy on the rising cost of steel and a rerouted access road. The estimate for Whitman was about $14.3 million. The lowest bid submitted by Ketchikan's Dawson Construction was $26.4 million. Hatch and Dawson came up with a rough plan to reduce the scope of the project in hopes of bringing it down to the approved budget. The revised plan would delete the larger of the two generators at the dam. Removing that unit also would eliminate the need for some related items, such as diverting the nearby Achilles Creek. However, it also would reduce the dam's power output. Originally, Whitman was expected to add 4,600 kilowatts of capacity. That would drop to 700. City Manager Carl Amelon says the city will find out whether the federal license deadline can be extended.
One of the first calls we're going to be making tomorrow will be to FERC to have an in-depth discussion about what constitutes meeting their threshold. If there's any way, and I'm not saying there is, and I don't want to mislead anybody, but if there's any way around that March 16th, 2013 deadline, that opens up a whole lot more in terms of the possibilities that may be out there relative to keeping the project as envisioned, the 4.6 megawatt project.
To build the dam, the city obtained a license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That license requires construction to begin by March 16th. According to KCAW, Hatch also underestimated construction costs for Sitka's Blue Lake Hydro expansion. That estimate was between $45 and $50 million, but when bids were opened on Tuesday, the lowest was more than $84 million. Also on Thursday, the Ketchikan City Council opted to maintain the approved funding formula for nonprofit grants. A motion by Council Member Marty West would have increased the percentage of sales tax designated for nonprofits from 3.24% to 4%. That motion failed, though, with West, Olson, and Carlson voting in favor. Earlier, Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council Director Kathleen Light requested the 4% funding level. She told the council that popular events such as Saturday's Blueberry Arts Festival are organized by local nonprofit groups.
It is an increase in funding over 2012 of about $23,500, but it will allow you to provide for the health and vibrancy of your nonprofits in your community and the growth of those nonprofits, which is so important to our community.
Mayor Lou Williams III suggested the city consider changes to the program, such as limiting new applicants for grant funds and stipulating the kind of activities for which grants can be used. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.